Thank you for tuning in to KXCI as we honor and celebrate Stonewall Day.
KXCI proudly presents these special programming moments focused on a range of experiences and intersectional perspectives from Tucson's LGBTQ+ community. This is TC Tolbert, KXCI and Our Own Voices producer, interviewing guest Rosie on her gender identification.
I'm excited to talk to you about a lot of things, but tell me a little bit first, how do you identify?
I identify as queer, and it's taken me a while to, I think, settle into that label, if you will.
And why is that?
I grew up in a super gay-friendly town in the 80s. I didn't realize how much I had been affected by this idea of binary. One is either gay or straight. I never fully identified as gay or straight, and it was only kind of in my 30s that I heard the term queer and began to understand a little bit more about sexuality being more on a spectrum. So, you know, in some ways, I feel like I've been a little behind the curve at 43.
When you say you grew up in a sort of progressive town, I would think, oh, that would make coming out or identifying as queer or any number of not heteronormative identities feel a little more possible. But for you, it had almost the opposite effect.
That's an interesting point. And certainly, I think maybe it was even my own reticence to kind of accept my identity or be different from my family. But in many ways, it felt like I needed to be one thing or the other. I just felt kind of confused, you know, attracted to women who were more masculine and men who were more feminine and feeling like I didn't know what that was. And yeah, it was kind of interesting that that was all happening in a town that is pretty open and progressive, but kind of still having my own closeted experience.
You have been listening to special programming in recognition of the Stonewall Riots and in celebration of World Pride Day. For more LGBTQ+ content, check out our program In Our Own Voices at kxci.org.